Now, if you're home with a kid who's out of school, you might be taking on a new role, part-time tutor. Just because your kid's not physically in school doesn't mean their homework questions have stopped. A new program bringing together St. Norbert College, Lawrence University, and UW Oshkosh here in the state is looking to help relieve some of the burden with a new free virtual tutoring program powered by undergraduate volunteers. Colleges around the country are joining in that as well. Bola Delano Orieron is an associate professor of teacher education at St. Norbert College and creator of the online tutoring program. Professor Delano Orieron, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
And Alyssa Pianchi is a junior at UW Oshkosh with a dual early childhood and special education major. She works as a tutor. Alyssa, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
Professor Delano Orieron, let's start with you. Where did this idea for this free tutoring program come from?
Well, it came from me. I created this idea because it's basically aligned with my research, which is trying to explore innovative ways on how students in universities and colleges can apply whatever they're learning in the college classroom to fill community needs or community issues. And that's how I came up with that idea. So once COVID-19 happened, I actually started to explore what exactly can we do? Along those lines, I had teacher candidates who were ready to go into the field in our K-12 schools to support our teachers. They actually had no placements because schools were all shutting down. So I came up with the idea that what about if we take our teacher candidates and have them fill or support K-12 students out there that basically their learning has been disrupted? What if we're able to pair students or K-12 students up with teacher candidates? On one hand, teacher candidates are able to apply their skills that they're learning in their teacher education program by tutoring K-12 students. And on the other hand, K-12 students, their learning will no longer be disrupted to a degree because now they're getting tutoring from teacher candidates from a variety of colleges and universities. So it's been a win-win situation for everybody involved.
And I know you researched the idea of service learning. Can you talk about what that is and the value of it?
Yes. Service learning is also called community-engaged learning. And with service learning, it basically means that professors that are teaching various courses, they could basically engage their own students to apply whatever concepts are being learned into the classroom and apply it into the community in fulfilling a need in the community. If they're going to do that, that need must be identified from the perspective of a community. So in the case of our teacher education students, they're basically applying what they've learned with their professors and applying it into the field by tutoring K-12 students.
Alyssa, what appealed to you about working as a tutor in this program?
I was supposed to be in a first grade classroom this semester with someone teaching. And because the schools are now shut down because of COVID-19, the tutoring really appealed to me because I was able to continue to work with students. And as Dr. Bola said, I could continue to use what I've learned in my courses throughout my teaching program and really apply it not only to a real life situation, but I could apply it to the greater community and keep teaching kids all around the nation.
And Alyssa, like a lot of teachers already working in schools, you're working in kind of a different medium than you were probably planning to. What's it been like having to do this kind of work online?
It's been a great challenge just because the teachers out there are doing it. So I'm getting this experience now before I get into the profession in case I have to teach my students online. But there's not been a lot of technical difficulties. Parents have been able to help their kids get online, and the parents are a lot more involved because they're there with me and the students.
And Professor Delano Orieron, what has been the response from parents when they start hearing about this program?
We actually have a waiting list. Believe it or not.
Oh, I believe it.
Believe it or not, our tutors are tutoring students or K-12 children from over 18 states in the United States.
Wow.
Yes. So as far from Appleton in Wisconsin to Atlanta, Georgia, even in California, even in Hawaii, that's how much of a big demand it has been. And it's just a joy to have over 7 colleges and universities come together to offer free tutoring to families out there. I also want to caution everybody that our teacher candidates are not teachers yet. They don't profess to be teachers. What they are basically doing is they're supporting teachers as they are also trying to, as they all fell into this situation, emergency situation, and they had to adapt immediately. And that's what our teacher candidates are basically doing. But we do have a waiting list, and we continue to fill, or we continue to place families as we get more tutors. As we speak, we just got a call in from, or we're in conversations with another university in Georgia. And if we're able to get that university on board, that will mean we're bringing in about 50 to 100 future teachers to also be tutors.
Wow. I was just going to ask if you're recruiting more tutors. It sounds like not only are you recruiting more tutors, you're recruiting more colleges and universities around the country to join in.
Yes. We have another university in Pennsylvania. We're about to have another conversation with them tomorrow, and they're thinking about modeling our program. In addition to that, because of the demand from families, which we expected that, we actually have about 20 teachers that are also tutoring. Out of those 20 teachers, some of them are retired. They came out of retirement, and some of them are also in-service teachers. And they just said it's a good thing to do. We understand what's going on in our country, and they just want to do it. And I must say that everybody has been doing this in kind. Nobody's getting paid to do this. And it's also another way to bring joy to people's lives, given what's going on and the trauma that all of us are experiencing.
Alyssa, I know you were hoping to be in a first grade classroom. What's the age range of kids you're working with now?
I was actually one of the lucky ones. I'm working with 3 first grade students from Oshkosh area. I have 2, and then I have 1 student in New Jersey, and they have a variety of different needs. But my classmates, I know, are working with a range of students between kindergarten up to 6th grade. So it really depends.
Wow. And how are the kids, are these first graders doing with this different way of learning?
I've been talking to them a lot outside of academics about their social and emotional health. And they miss their school and their teachers. So I'm really just helping not only provide that academic support, but I want to make sure that they're okay and they're adjusting like the rest of us.
And Professor, as we wrap up, this thing is going to go on. We know now Wisconsin schools aren't going to officially reopen this year. We're hearing that from state after state. So are you gearing up kind of for the long haul here?
We are supposed to end sometimes in May, but we're also looking for funding to get this going. And if we can get the funding that we can, we will continue it as long as we have tutors and families.
Well, thanks to both of you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Professor Bola Delano Arayan, a professor at St. Norbert College, and Alyssa Pianchi, a student from UW Oshkosh. We talked to him today about this free virtual tutoring program that started at St. Norbert. If you want to learn more or get on the wait list for tutoring, you can find the program linked on our website. We've got a link up at WPR.org/Central Time.